feel like I've always seen it, and I feel like whatever, it's terrible, but like they've made it look very unappealing and sound the very unappealing.
Yeah, it's usually jarred and stuff like that. It doesn't look too high. Anyways, those are our three options.
I'm interested.
So what would you, like to go first? Would you like to receive or give?
I'm a giver.
All right, give me the first one.
Well, we'll start with gefilte fish.
Let's start with gefilte fish. Okay.
All right, so a serving size, I'm glad that you actually did just look at some pictures, because the serving size, I wouldn't have known how to describe this, is two slices.
Okay,
so
slices,
like, you think of two slices of what, but we just looked at pictures.
Poached eggs.
Yes.
Poached fish, sorry.
So there are 4 grams of this macro in 2 slices of gefilte fish.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out this old school episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We're going to jump into the ATF DeLorean and take you back in time. But before we do that, I want to share our gratitude with you guys for doing what you're doing. Keep sharing this podcast and giving us those rating reviews. We can tell that you guys are doing so. And we're very appreciative of that, because our download numbers are going up each week. So keep doing that. Like I said, all you got to do is get the link, send it to a friend, and boom, you've done your part. Also, a little rating and review in the iTunes and Apple podcast never hurts. All right, so please enjoy this old school episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast.
Thanks for checking out this week's episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. Welcome back for all of you regular listeners, and for those who may be joining us for the first time, nice to see you here. Thank you for stopping by. We hope you enjoy this episode. And you've joined us for a fun episode, because we're bringing back something a bit classic today, and also talking about a very topical issue slash topic. I mean, it is the holiday weekend of Easter, Passover, and we're going to kind of go into a common tradition that a lot of Christians participate in, and really look in at what people are giving up for Lent.
Yeah, I know. I think it's even creeping into non-religious people. People just look at it as an opportunity to kind of maybe go on a cleanse or fast.
Yeah, you know? They're like, ooh, 40-day challenge, okay.
Yeah, everybody loves challenges.
Yes, and then the old kind of return of a favorite game called the Macros game.
Yeah.
If you have been around for a while, you know what this is, and I don't need to explain it. And if you haven't, you just stick around for a good time.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of a good time, speaking of a delicious time, you guys know we are still, or hopefully you know, that we are currently having a giveaway sponsored by Rowdy Bars. If you guys aren't familiar with that, we recently interviewed the creator of the Rowdy Bars, Kelly Lee, on the ATF podcast, and her company has been so kind of generous to us and is now sponsoring our most recent giveaway, and you guys can learn all about that by going to the ET Tampa Instagram page and the ATF Facebook page. All you got to do is either go to both of those pages, either like it or follow us, depending on what page you're on. Find the post about the ATF giveaway sponsored by the Rowdy Bars. Tag 2 friends on that post that you think might enjoy some delicious Rowdy Bars, and you guys will be entered into the giveaway, where you have a chance to win a variety pack of their delicious bars.
Mm-hmm. Including, does it include their new flavor?
Yep, includes the new flavor.
It's yummy.
Blueberry almond tart.
Blueberry.
Super nice. And then there's also a way for you to get 2 additional entries, and that is something we ask you each week. Just give a rating and review in iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or your preferred podcast app. So if you guys take a screenshot of that review, send it to us, you'll get 2 additional entries into the giveaway. But hurry up, and the deadline for entries is April 27th.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming up. So since we want to get into the seasonal topics, but we got to get into our training recap first, because I want to know what you've been doing for training this week.
This week was kind of similar to what I did last week. Just been doing yoga. I did get on the bike, and I did one of my power classes for spinning on the Peloton, and I did HIIT workouts. So nothing too exciting, nothing too adventurous.
When's your next meditation or yoga class at work?
Well, my meditation class was last week and nobody came. Oh. So that baby's going to get scrapped. And I think it's going to get turned into, I'm going to create a new class. Mm-hmm. It's like a yoga meditation hybrid. I'm going to call it Mind Flow. Okay. Instead of Mindful. It's going to be Mind Flow. And gotcha. It's going to be like mindful movement. So mm-hmm. it's basically yoga, but it's going to be a lot more heavy on like, you know, breathing exercises and kind of in setting intentions, and it's going to be only 30 minutes, I think. Gotcha. But yeah, I'm thinking about trying that out and trying something a little different, because I think it has a lot to do with the fact that my meditation class at the office is at 8:15 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And not many people really want to come into work early, because our office really gets going at 8:30.
Right.
And, like, I just don't think people want to come in early. Like, usually people are barely coming in on time,
right,
catching up on their emails. I just don't think they want to do that. So, I'm just going to kind of roll with it. And, I mean, as a person who has done group fitness and all that stuff before, I'm sure you know some classes, time slots, all that, it matters.
Yep, it definitely does.
So, I mean, you got to go with what the people want.
Yeah.
And I've actually gotten a lot more interest in the yoga, even though, like, I don't have huge classes, because I don't get a whole lot of support from the higher-ups at my agency, but yeah, I do get some regulars that just kind of say, hey, when's your next class? And right now I think I'm averaging once a month. Right. So.
Well, good. Well, hopefully once you get the new one or the next one jumps off, let us know about it.
This Friday is my next yoga class. Nice. At the office. So
all right, looking forward to it.
I've got some good stuff planned.
So we, for my training recap, I was hitting pretty hard this week, and then towards the end of the week, I started getting sore, especially my shoulder was really taking a lot of kind of, I don't know, damage is not the right word, but when you hold mitts for boxing or kickboxing, it takes a lot of kind of like a lot of jarring on your shoulders and especially rotator cuffs. So it was at the end of the week, it started really starting getting sore and tight. So I decided to, on my last day, trying to get 4 strength training days in, I went straight to mini bands for my lower body. And I don't know if anybody's familiar with mini bands, but
I thought you said minivans.
Yes, I just started to push minivans for my lower body exercises.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I guess that would not take too much on my shoulder. Well, depending. But mini bands. So you guys definitely Google mini resistance bands. The brand that I like using the best is called Perform Better. So these bands are, I mean, they're probably about 6 or 10 inches.
Are they mini?
Yes, they are mini. They aren't very big. Mm. But they're good for getting around above your knees, below your knees, your ankles, or your arches is a good place for them too. Mm. So lots of step outs, lots of lunge. You can do not quite, you could probably do lunges, but shuffles and lateral walks, and then squats with them, and then a lot of good core exercises on the ground, like psoas march, and some banded kicks and clamshells, banded hydrants. These are all probably exercises you guys know. I have no idea
what I'm talking about. I love the fact that you're running through all these exercises, and I'm like, I'm just picturing like a fire hydrant and all a right. clam.
So about hydrant. Well, clamshell, that's very, it does. Think about a clamshell opening and closing. It's kind of what you would do. You put it above your knees, the minivan above your knees, and then you open.
I know it seems very, obvious to you. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to explain it. And then for hydrants, you look like a fire hydrant. No.
It's like a dog peeing on a fire hydrant?
Exactly. That's what you do look like, yes. So you imagine now if you're on all fours, on your knees and your hands, and then what the dog does when he sees a fire hydrant, lifts his leg, that's the exercise. That's the hydrant exercise. So. Sweet. Yeah,
call that dog peeing.
Yes, the dog peeing exercise. It's a little bit more crude. You don't want to say that too much out loud in the gym. But those, I did that on Thursday, and that was great. And it really works a lot of kind of internal hip muscles and outside of your thighs and glutes. And the, it's a great it's a great piece of exercise equipment, and it's cheap and easy to store. I mean, you can put it in a suitcase, take it with you.
Like fold it and put it in your wallet.
I mean, you could, yeah. I mean, they're that big or that small. You know, I always take them with me for my client, my at-home client sessions because they're so easy to move and to carry with you. So check them out, mini resistance bands, guys. Buy yourself a pack and use them at home. They're great.
Band it up.
Mm-hmm. So that was a training recap this week. So let's get into our seasonal topics.
Well, and let me just preface this by saying you may have heard a little bit of crunching, maybe a little bit of munching here. That was probably, I was probably a lot more obvious about it. Sorry. We were just actually trying a new recipe that was a chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like new recipe as in like it's magic and you've never heard of it before, obviously, but it was a chocolate chip cookie with tahini and almond flour, and it's gluten-free. Mm. It's meant to be paleo as well. You can get like certain ingredients to make it paleo. And I don't know about you, but it was pretty darn good.
It was good. Very good.
So those are going in the old Easter basket tomorrow. Easter Bunny will be dropping those in there.
Yeah.
So that's to kick off this discussion about Lent.
Yeah, what people giving up for Lent.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we didn't give up chocolate chip cookies.
Clearly.
Or chocolate, or any part of a cookie.
No.
But we did find this article about what people are most likely to give up for Lent, and it's really kind of evolved from, I guess they've done past surveys to see what people are giving up for Lent, and it used to be all about people would give up things like alcohol. That was probably the number one thing people give up, which is a good idea, but people taking a break from alcohol. And in this survey, they surveyed over almost 600 people, They surveyed almost 600 American adults, and the top place for what people are giving up for Lent was actually social media. Over 20% of the people surveyed said they're going to give up social media, numero uno for Lent.
I feel like that follows a lot of what we kind of heard and we're saying at about like around New Year's.
The trends, yeah. Digital wellness.
Yeah, right? The fact that, people were looking at not just the food and like, you know, physical consumption of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They also were really feeling that digital consumption
was
one of the top vices that were was plaguing their health and well-being. So the fact that 21% of people, I mean, that's slightly over a fifth of people who responded actually said they intended to give up social media. I don't know how well people do with it, but it's really interesting to see alcohol, which I mean, I always hear people. I feel like that's a bare bones. I mean, granted, I grew up Catholic, so family members and stuff like that. If I heard them give something up, it was usually like, oh yeah, I'm giving up alcohol and like they would say something else because alcohol was a given.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that was always included and people didn't even mention it. So. Right below alcohol, alcohol was below social media, so it got bumped from the top spot to the second spot. But right below that was chocolate/sweets.
That's another one.
Essentially sugar.
Yeah.
So that's always a big one. And, people kind of finding those indulgences and giving them up during the Lenten season. Or like we said, it's starting to creep into kind of more of the general public. People are just finding it as a time to fast or go on a cleanse, you know?
Yeah.
That challenge, 40-day challenge, so.
Well, it's kind of like really ideal timing for a lot of people too, I feel like, especially if you're doing it for fitness purposes, because it's like right before spring, or it's, you know, right at the beginning of spring, right heading creeping into possibly when you have to go get in a bathing suit for like a spring vacation. So I feel like that might have something to do with that.
And then round out the rest of the list, right, and we're going from most, you know,
basically
the highest percentage to lowest. I'm going to read them all. That's right. So right below chocolate and sweets, we have soda slash coffee, which I don't know why those are in the, of course, I do know why. They both have caffeine, but they're both very different, so I'm very insulted. I feel insulted for coffee.
A lot of people drink soda for caffeine.
I know, that's true. They should be saying giving up caffeine. I get it, though. So right below that is junk snacks, fast food, pornography, marijuana, tobacco. So more people are giving up marijuana than tobacco. I guess, it's both 4% according to the survey, so. And then the last one is other, and including, they actually have it up in a little paragraph above that television is included in the other category. Because that used to be one of the top, in the top of the list. Now it's down into the bottom. I wonder if people consider, like, Netflix television.
And YouTube and stuff like that. Probably not. I think television would be classified as television. I wonder if YouTube and all of that would be classified as social media.
Interesting. That's true.
So, well, I don't know about how they categorized everything. But it's just very interesting to always hear about how people really are identifying the things in their life that they want to go without, and where they feel not just that they want to go without, but that they would want to take a 40-day kind of absence of this particular item or items, and hope that it sticks as some kind of a new habit. And I mean, heck, if you do go with Lent and you made a New Year's resolution, it could be like, oh, hey, like, I didn't really do great with this New Year's resolution, or, oh, I kind of realized later I wish I'd added this one. Maybe this is that second chance in the year where you get to kind of try to revise a habit or something.
Yeah, and I think we've discussed it before on the podcast, and it was a topic that came up with when we spoke with Dr. Glenn Livingston about how you got to kind of forgive yourself with kind of, or with dignity, and but just get back on the horse, you know. It's okay to screw up, but it's not okay to give up, you know. So that's one of the things when it comes to trying to, whether it be eat better or limit the amount of sugar you have in your diet, or even limit the amount of caffeine in your diet, you definitely have to realize that you might slip up, but that you basically forgive yourself and then just get back to your fast or your abstinence, to a lack of a better word, the next day. So don't dwell.
Yeah.
Don't dwell on a failure, okay? Because you're not failing. You're just taking a minor setback.
Yeah, and remember, you are human. You are not a robot. You are not a machine. You are processing a lot of different variables in your life. And sometimes that vice that you are trying to get rid of, it's not just going to be something you can go without. Like, sometimes it's going to creep up, and sometimes it pops back up. So you do have to cut yourself some slack and know when it's really meant to give something up or not.
Right. So that was kind of the Lenten tradition that we wanted to discuss, and, you know, giving up maybe indulgences, whether they be food or societal indulgences. You know, I think it's a good practice.
It's nice to see a non-food or beverage item taking number one, especially given some of the recent podcasts that we've talked about where social media is tied to so much negative impact on your mental health that I think at least people are seeing that now.
Right.
I mean, I feel like for years it went completely unsaid, and then now people are starting to wake up to the fact that maybe this is making them miserable.
You're right. Good call. And we are going to make a smooth transition from one holiday that's happening. They're kind of happening simultaneously to another holiday, and that is Passover. What I know of Passover, I learned from watching the movie The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston. That used to come
Excellent
around
movie.
Every
mm-hmm.
Easter on TV. We used to watch it. For a very, I guess, Cliff Notes version of it, is a celebration that commemorates the Jews' liberation from Egypt, from basically the
Pharaoh's slavery.
From slavery.
In ancient Egypt.
Ancient Egypt. Thank you. That was what I was trying to say. So that's what I remember about it. And it's also the Passover meal, or the Seder meal, has some very kind of distinct foods associated with it. So what we decided to do was combine both Passover and one of our favorite nutritional trivia games, the macros game, to give you
Da-da.
The Passover macros game.
This is gonna be interesting because
yes.
I don't know if I've had all of these
right.
foods, so they might not be as familiar to me. So this would be really good.
Right. So what we're going to do, there is, and I'm sure people who are more knowledgeable about Passover and Seder know that there's some traditional, like very traditional foods that are almost eaten symbolically
mm-hmm.
at every Passover or Seder meal. We're actually going to go with kind of more of the, I guess, modern foods that are more served during these meals.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of kind of symbolic foods like herbs and unleavened bread. And there's like a little bowl of salt water that they dip some of the herbs in and things like that. So
yeah, I feel like those, they're like the religious,
right.
iconic foods.
Mm-hmm. So those are stuff they believe ate during actual the liberation from slavery in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go into kind of the modern foods that have been associated with Passover. So both of us have three foods that we picked, and we're going to test each other's knowledge. So the macros game, for a quick kind of synopsis of the game, is that I'm going to give Shannon a serving size of a particular food and then give the amount in grams of a certain macronutrient in that food. So to give you an example, all right, one medium-sized apple has 10 grams of what macronutrient? And you choose either carbs, fat, or protein. So in that choice, maybe you say carbs, and I say you're right. Okay? So that's kind of a little bit of a basic description of the macros game. All right, so now you guys know the rules, and let's get into our foods. So we both selected three different foods or food items that are synonymous with Passover. So my choices include potato kugel.
Oh, I have actually had that before. I don't know what's in it, but it's good.
Yeah, I think it's like some sort of almost like a scalloped potato, like
yeah.
mashed potato kind of thing.
It's like egg and...
I'm going to pronounce this. Karaset? Karaset?
I don't even know what that is.
These names. But Karaset, apparently it's like an apple and nut kind of chutney jam that
okay.
they make. They can either put chocolate in it. Sometimes it's like a spread almost. They make using nuts and apples and sugar and stuff and maybe dark chocolate.
Sounds delicious.
Spread it on matzah and stuff like that. It did sound very delicious. So I got that and matzo ball soup, of course.
Oh, that I've also
yeah.
had. It's good.
What did you do? What did you get?
I have the classic brisket.
Mm-hmm. Beef brisket, right?
Beef brisket.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if it's grilled usually, but I went with grilled asparagus.
Grilled asparagus, okay.
But asparagus
right.
is basically, I guess, a common
mm-hmm.
food. And then gefilte fish.
Yeah.
Which I've never experienced and only seen. So, yeah.
So, for you guys who don't know what gefilte fish is, it's a dish made from poached mixtures of ground deboned fish, such as carp, whitefish, or pike. Doesn't that sound good?
It basically looks like... It kind of looks like those fish balls that
uh-huh.
you get in, like,
oh,
Asian
yeah.
kind of food and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes they're in ramen and everything. It kind of looks like that.
You know, blended with eggs, matzo. I guess I should probably stop looking at this, huh? Oops, I don't want to look at the ingredients. Maybe I'll get too much weight. But yeah, fish balls. I like that.
It means basically it's... I actually like those.
I was going to say, like, it doesn't sound as gross cakes. As I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I feel like I've always seen it, and I feel like whatever... It's terrible, but like they've made it look very unappealing and sound very appealing.
Yeah, it's usually jarred and stuff like that. It doesn't look too hot. Anyways, those are our three options. I'm interested. So what would you like to go first? Would you like to receive or give?
I'm a giver.
All right, give me the first one.
Well, we'll start with gefilte fish.
Let's start with gefilte fish. Okay.
All right, so a serving size... I'm glad that you actually did just look at some pictures, because the serving size, I wouldn't have known how to describe this, is two slices.
Okay, so slices. So, like,
you think of two slices of what, but we just looked at pictures.
Poached eggs.
Yes.
Poached fish, sorry.
So, there are 4 grams of this macro in 2 slices of gefilte fish.
2 slices, man. 4 grams. I think, well, it has to have some bind. It's not going to be protein, because I feel like there'll be more protein in the fish. But there's got to be some binding agent, I would assume. So I feel like there'll be more carbs. I want to say fat. 2 slices. 2 grams. 4 grams. Oh, I'm going to go carbs.
That your final answer? Finally. Wow. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You should have gone with your instinct.
Fat?
Yes. Damn. Because there's actually 7 grams of both carbs and
protein.
Mm. So that was 4.
Yeah. I mean, with fish, definitely the fat's going to be lower. So I should have gone with that. All right. 0 for 1.
But not knowing, I mean, not having as much experience with what's in it, it's tough.
Yeah. So. All right. So I'm 0 for 1. Your first one's going to be the potato kugel.
Mm.
All right. So,
sounds so good.
I don't know how you're going to pronounce but picture this. 2.5 ounce serving. Okay. So a 2.5 ounce serving of potatoes.
Okay.
Okay. Has 5 grams of what macronutrient?
Oh my gosh. I don't know what's in this. So I have like no real understanding.
I think 2.5 is probably like maybe a meatball size. A little bit of a bigger meatball size.
You're holding your whole hand out. It's like a monstrous meatball.
That's how I measure meatballs. Okay.
I measure some kind of ball.
Maybe golf ball. About golf ball, 2.5 ounces.
Oh, jeez.
Baseball.
screwing up visual for me. You're like, it's a soccer ball.
Yeah.
It's a beach ball. Just imagine it's a soccer ball.
It's a blimp. Anyways, 2.5 ounces of potato kugel.
I have no clue. What was the number?
5 grams of what macronutrient?
Oh, gosh.
Think of this, it's like...
Well, I feel like it's going to be super high in carbs because it's a starch.
Smart.
And if it does have eggs in it, it will have some fat.
Mm-hmm.
5 almost seems kind of... I don't know how much egg is in there or what other protein there would be. So... Granted, the sizes we just reviewed could be really different. I'm just going to say fat.
Fat?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. That is a miracle. It's a Passover miracle. I really want some now.
Potato kugel has onions, egg, vegetable oils, salt, and pepper.
It looks like a potato pie.
It's like a potato pie. Damn,
looks good. This particular picture looks like a potato pie.
All right, so you won that round. So you're 1 for 1, I'm 0 for 1. Give me your next food item.
We're going with probably your preferred
beef brisket.
Oh, yeah.
I should probably look at what this is. So the serving size, I don't know why I chose the only one that was in milliliters. It says 200 milliliters, but I actually went the extra step and I transferred that into ounces. It's about 6.7 ounces.
6.7 ounces, okay.
So, like also, not exactly sure what that looks like. So this is, now this is not trimmed.
Okay.
This is just straight classic old beef brisket.
All right, gotcha.
So there are, and I'm rounding these numbers because there's a lot of points in all of them, and I know how you get a little frustrated with those. So we're going to go with, we're going to go with 6.5 grams of something of this macronutrient in one serving, which is like a little less than 7 ounces. 6.5 grams. And I'm rounding. I'm telling you, there's a lot of points in this.
This was in milliliters to start?
Yeah, it's 6.7 ounces.
Yeah, okay.
6.5 grams of this item.
6.5 grams of this item. Well, I don't think it's going to be protein. But the fat is still on there. It's beef.
Now, remember... Yeah, like there were lots of different options. All the other ones were like trimmed. This was the only one that was just straight classic, just beef brisket. So I feel like there's a significance to that.
I wonder if it's like cooked in something and would that have the amount of carbs?
Yeah, this is another one where like I've had beef brisket, but I've never cooked it.
Hmm.
So I don't really have this is an interesting macros game.
I am going to go carbs.
We are really like out of kind of our comfort zone. Carbs is your final answer.
Yes.
It is protein.
Wow.
And actually the protein was the lowest macronutrient. Carbs was the highest with almost 10 grams.
Hmm.
And then fat, which is about 7.5, and then protein was 6.5.
Interesting.
And it was the only one where, like, when you trim the fat off of it, it's a game changer. And, like, everything's low except protein.
Right.
So that's the only reason where I was like, well, if I go with those, you're going to end up with, like, 0.2 or...
Interesting.
So, yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that was because I was thinking, like, milliliters to ounces... I was thinking, is it fluid ounces?
I know, it's like measuring, like I think of milliliters, that's a liquid measurement.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
all right.
Maybe they pureed it.
I'm 0 for 2. Your next food is called, I'm going to butcher this.
Oh, jeez.
Karasit?
Oh, yeah, this is the one that I didn't know what it was.
So this is the, this kind of nut and
jam
fruit
spread
that we talked about, and then sometimes it has chocolate in it. 1.5 ounce serving.
Yes.
Has 11 grams of what macronutrient?
Oh, goodness.
Well. So you think what's in it.
Mm.
And 1.5 ounces, which is pretty small.
It's basically, isn't that like a tablespoon? Like around a tablespoon? I'm going to say if it's fruit... And nuts. Yeah, so it's like almost like 1.5 tablespoons. Mm-hmm. I would say carbs.
Carbs?
I think with the amount of fruit and sugar and all that, I would go with carbs.
All right.
I don't think it's going to be protein. Final
answer? Yeah. Correct. 2 for 2. All right.
Like sweating over
here. Wow. All right. Last one.
All right.
Whoever gets this wins. Okay.
This is the grilled asparagus. This is the grilled asparagus.
Okay.
Whoever gets this wins.
Whoever gets the last one really wins.
I see what you did there. I really believed you for a second. I was like, really? Uh-huh. All right. 1 cup. That is a measurement.
We know that.
We can see it in our minds.
Grilled asparagus.
This is grilled asparagus. It has, sorry, I have to round because there's lots of points again. We're gonna go with 5 grams of this macronutrient. 1 cup. My cup runneth over.
1 cup of grilled asparagus.
5 grams. Don't think it's protein. Don't think it's fat. Carbs.
Final answer?
I think I've guessed carbs in every one.
I know.
Yes, is my final answer.
And you're right.
Oh, thank God.
Yay. Congratulations.
And I'm the winner. Game's over, folks. Congratulations to me. All right, so your last one is probably the one I think everybody knows and associates with Passover, even people that have never been to a Passover meal. Matzo ball soup.
It's very comforting.
One soup. Cup, which has 2 bowls of matzo.
Okay, thank you for that.
Has 5 grams of what macronutrient? 1 cup with 2 bowls.
2 balls.
Yeah.
Well, matzo balls are a carb. I'm not going to say protein because I don't know. I'm guessing there's like an egg or something that holds matzo balls together, but unless they're really big balls, I don't know. Go ahead.
Laugh.
I feel like it would have more carbs, though. I'm going to say fat.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It is protein.
It is protein. Yeah.
All right. Well, you're the winner with 2 for 3, and I was 1 for 3. So congratulations on your victory once again.
Victory lap. Mm-hmm. Add in the music right here.
So that's the edition of the Passover Macros game. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We love doing the macros game. We love all nutritional trivia. So,
We don't get competitive over it at all.
So if you have any suggestions on what we should do, maybe like some sort of a theme, for a macros game, we're always looking. We've done a lot of holidays and whatnot. So if you got another theme that maybe we should go for, please feel free to send it our way.
Yeah. Leave it in a review. Let us know, what your favorite macros game has been so far, and give us a suggestion on your ideas.
Yeah, and don't forget that rating and review can enter you, give you 2 additional entries into our ATF giveaway sponsored by the Rowdy Bars, in which you can win a variety pack of delicious for Rowdy Bars.
Yes, just make sure you head over to the Instagram on ETT Tampa.
Yeah.
And make sure you actually enter on the Instagram post itself, though, so that we can actually contact you.
Yes.
Because if you just leave a review, then we can't. Right. So
the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page also has ability for you guys to enter, so you can enter on either one.
Yeah, it's kind of like go to any of the podcast, sites or social media accounts, and then you'll find it, or you can just go straight to ET Tampa.
That's right.
So.
All right.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. You got anything else for them this week?
No. Have a wonderful, happy holiday weekend, all. Happy Passover. Happy Easter. And hopefully you're enjoying good friends with good people. Good times.
Mm-hmm. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes Store. Thanks. Macros game. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it.
Joined it. What does that even mean?
All right.